This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Seriously. No, not that kind of engaged. Don't worry. Saw every guy duck under his desk. Easy. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You get informed by engaging in conversation with people who have a clue. That's what you do. That's how it's done. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, a lot of news breaking going on. I'm having a field day with some of this stuff, in all sincerity. Elon Musk, I love this. I love how Don Lemon actually believes he's smarter than Elon Musk. And as you've heard over and over today, I'm sure, if you've been paying attention at all to any news whatsoever, right? I mean, Don thinks that he's got it all figured out. He knows how to make things better. He knows how to make X better. And yet he couldn't do anything for CNN. Listen to a short part of the interview he had today, or he had the other day with Elon.
Do you agree that it's right now and that even it's moved into sort of MAGA-land conspiracy theory?
I certainly don't think it's right. The old school Twitter suspended and suppressed accounts that you'd call on the right 10 times more than it did accounts on the left. And even when they did suspend an account on the left, it was because of arguments between two people on the left. The political donations of old Twitter were 99% Democrat. Does that sound left-wing or right-wing to you?
The Twitter donations?
Yes. You know when they look at donations by from a company? If a company donates literally 99% of all donations are to Democrats, does that strike you as a left-leaning or a right-leaning
company?
Mean
the company donated? I understand what you're saying.
What I'm trying to tell you is that Twitter employees, people at Twitter, their political donations were 99%, literally 99%, to Democrats. That's obviously an extremely left-leaning group.
Do you agree that it's...
Right? I mean, sir, and Don is, you mean the company? No, he just said it twice. The employees. Right? I mean, seriously, come on, Don. Get sharp here. Wake up. I know you think it's a white... he wouldn't consider himself a conservative. He's more of a liberal. Not a liberal, a libertarian. I know you think that, he's the evil, as you have said in the past. I mean, he's that evil white man is going to give you a job. Or was it he got stupid? Really? Another clip of his. Let's have some fun with this while I'm here. I might as well do it. Right? Elon was calling, Don was calling out Elon for leaving nasty things up. Ooh, nasty things up on Twitter. See, the issue here, the biggest problem here, is who decides what hate is? Who decides what hate speech is? Who decides what's a hateful term, a hateful word? As I was just talking to Kimberly about, some of us are much more fearful of words than others. Some of us quickly think something is a threat when others would look at it and go, okay, whatever. In one of these clips, Elon makes a statement that, we delete things if they are illegal. And Don says, but these have been up there for a while. Elon says, are they illegal? Don says, well, no, they're not. Elon says, so Don, you love censorship. Is that what you're saying? Moderation is propaganda, is a propaganda word for censorship. You know, here's a mega thread of the most savage moments, right, of Elon pretty much letting Don know where he stands. And I'm okay with it because if they want to come at you with half-truths or no truth, it's okay to come back at them. Take a listen.
Digital chastity belt. Do you think that you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law, and we have a responsibility to be transparent about when things are shown, why they're shown. So that's why we open source our algorithm. I think once you start going beyond the law, now you're putting your thumb on the scale. And we don't want to put our thumb on the scale.
It doesn't concern you that hate speech has gone. Research shows that it's gone up on the platform since you took over. That's not concerning to you?
I believe that is false. In fact, the research that I've seen says it went down.
The study from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue found that anti-Semitic tweets doubled from June 22 to February 2023. One study reported that as many as 86% of the posts reported for hateful content remained up after being reported. Hate speech on the platform is up.
So what they will typically do is they will count the number of posts, but not count the number of views. So what matters is, was that post given high visibility, or what did like one person see it? And if you look at the number of views of how many times was hate content viewed on our platform, it is down substantially.
Yeah. Well, that's not what the study shows. And you said you like transparency. I'm going to show you this. And
Don, you can get a study that will tell you whatever you want.
But these are just a handful of extremely, you look at those anti-Semitic.
So we're going to do, I'll play more of that later on, but I couldn't help myself. It's just craziness. All right, Jennifer Van Laar joins us on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
One of my favorite movies, well, one of my least favorite actresses. What can I tell you? And she's a great actress. She's a good actress. I just don't much care for her. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I mean, just appreciate the time you're spending with me on the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I think it's called Xing now, but that doesn't sound really cool. That sounds kind of weird. Whatever. Jennifer Van Large joins me. She's the deputy managing editor at redstate.com. And Jennifer, I mean it sincerely when I say I only pull from some publications online because I don't want to go chasing everything to find out, you know, whether it's true or not. And you're one of the few sites I go to that I know I can trust what's, you know, what's being said, what's coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know the work you put into it. Yeah, you don't put that kind of work in there to come up with garbage, you know?
Nope.
Yeah. You know, and you got a very high compliment for my last guest. She's on every week, Kimberly Marin. She's out of New Hampshire. She writes for New England. She says you guys are very similar. Very similar. If I had you both on the show at the same time, I couldn't get away with anything, I'm sure. So
I don't think you want to do that.
No. You know. Hey, I want to talk a bit about California tonight, But you know, again, we're at it again where this guy is asking again for the officials to find him more votes. He needs to get more votes. When is this craziness going to stop? You know, I'm talking about Newsom, by the way, not Trump.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. A lot of people might think that you were talking about Trump.
Know,
but... They didn't really know what was going on. So, you know, it's okay now in Democrat circles just to tell people you need to find the votes. So there was this Prop 1 that was on this year's ballot, which wasn't the same as the Prop 1 that was on a prior ballot about abortion. But this Prop 1 was a $6.4 billion, I call it a tax increase, because anytime you have a bond, that's a tax increase.
Yep.
Plus, they never use it for what they actually are supposed to use it for. And Newsom sold it as this to get basically we know that most of the homeless people on our streets are mentally ill. So he's like, hey, you know, we need to change the laws on mental health treatment and get these people off the street. Like, finally saying what we've been saying for years, that it's inhumane to have people who can't take care of themselves just languish on the streets. So it sounded kind of good, right? But in a very bad sign for Newsom, that everyone is catching on to his BS. This thing that he spent $20 million promoting, and the people on the other side spent $2,000. They are like neck and neck. What is it? Two weeks post-election day we're at now? And this thing is still like at basically 50-50, only about 19,000 votes out of like almost 5 million votes at this point have been counted, and only 17,000 votes apart. So he's launched this whole big scheme, like statewide, to cure ballots. Only for Democrats, though. If you were for a Republican and your mail-in ballot got rejected, he doesn't want to hear from you.
Yeah. Again, amazing how easily they get away with this stuff. But the other part of this that people aren't aware of, we're still not done counting.
Right.
What the, you know?
Yeah, and I checked today so every day they put out an unprocessed ballot status by county on the Secretary of State's website. And LA County actually says they only have 5,000 uncounted mail-in ballots left.
Right.
And like Sacramento County had like 20-something thousand. So it's crazy how somewhere like LA, which we rightly assess as kind of like they can't get their crap together and it's a cesspool. You know, so I think it was Salinas County also had like 20-some thousand votes outstanding. So in case the listeners don't know, what they mean by this curing ballots is like when you send in your mail ballot, it can be rejected for a number of reasons. It could be that you forgot to sign the outside of the envelope, which they allegedly match the signature there with the signature that's on either your driver's license or your voter registration. Or you could have just, it doesn't match, so they wanted to get you have a better signature. So there's forms that you fill out if your mail ballot is rejected. I guess there's other reasons too, which I don't really know with a ballot what it would be if it wasn't for a signature, like why else they would kick it out. But you could fix that so that each county posts, like every day they post another list of here's the ballots, names of the people whose ballots were rejected.
Right.
And it tells their party status and everything. So you can go get a list. If you're with a campaign, you can get a list from your county of whose ballots were rejected and then go try to call them or go to their house. Hey, sign this paper because your ballot was rejected. The Democrats are doing that, or Gavin Newsom's doing that statewide. But the problem is, a lot of Democrats voted against Prop 1. So wouldn't it be funny if he went to all of this, this like effort, and found more no votes?
I love all of this. I think it's hilarious. But you realize, again, we're the most tech-savvy state in the nation, right?
And allegedly.
Right. Well, we want to be, I guess.
Those words.
Right?
Right.
So, by midnight on March 5th, 14 states had already completed their counts. Okay? I mean, done, finished on Super Tuesday. France, for God's sakes, was done by what, 10:30, 11 o'clock their time after their polls closed? They got 30 million some odd people. But we won't have a full count or certification, I guess, until March 22nd. It's like, okay, wait a minute. What's wrong? You can't find the pre-done ballots that you had hidden in the closet? You forgot what closet you put them in? I don't understand. What's going on here?
Right. I mean, we should have the there shouldn't be any more votes coming in or ballots coming in at this point. There shouldn't have been for quite some time. But I think that time period is because they have to give people the opportunity to correct, like to if their ballot was not counted, a certain amount of time to give them to cure it. So it would really be, we could fix this by not mailing everybody ballots. Just a thought.
You know, I would love to do someday and see how much voting, how do I put this in a nice way? Oh, how much legitimate voting has happened since we went to mail-in ballots, okay? Because you don't even see the word absentee anymore.
Well, I mean, it was supposed to increase turnout, right? It was supposed to increase turnout to have everyone mailed a ballot. They're trying to remove all of these barriers, allegedly, to voting. And we have lower turnout, and it still takes longer to count the ballots, to count fewer ballots. It's, I don't get it.
No, this is why I had a talk with a staunch Democrat today who we were very much in agreement in the voting stuff, obviously maybe for different reasons, but she also felt that there was just something drastically wrong when we, you know, being as technically advanced as we are, not just in California, but countrywide, where we can't get this stuff voted, I mean counted, when you got people that are putting marks on a piece of paper, have a purple finger, they know by the end of the night what's going on. So we got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. We're going to talk a little bit more about California woes when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Donald Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election. However, on Truth Social, he contended his words were deliberately misconstrued, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second Biden administration. Authorities in Nashville have discovered the bank card of Riley Strain, a Missouri student who has been missing for over a week. The card was found along the Cumberland River by two local women who have volunteered to assist in the search. The majority of Americans dismiss former President Trump's claims of immunity. According to a recent Politico magazine Ipsos survey, 70% of respondents stated they do not support U.S. presidents being shielded from criminal prosecution for alleged offenses committed while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Marimba rhythm starts to play. There's no dancing on radio. Sit down. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show, and I appreciate very much the time you spend with us, whether you're in the chat room, sending me text messages, and or sending me... hey, listen, would you send me stories? I mean, I know you guys think I'm extremely talented, but I cannot speak, read a story, and interview somebody at the same time. So I may not get to your story for a day or two. It's good. It doesn't mean I'm ignoring you. It just means I just won't get to it. And I get some great stuff here. We've got Jennifer Van Laar on the line with me. She's deputy managing editor of redstate.com. And check out their stories. Head over there. And they got some great writers over there. They got some great stories. They do a lot of great digging. I know I use great a little bit too much, but we're good. But Jennifer, I mean, seriously, it's a great place to go get all kinds of stories. And I love going there. Read some of the stuff that you dig up. So, we were talking about Governor Newsom's and the damage. He just thinks that he's got a utopia. I mean, all right, straighten me out. Do you really think he has a utopia here? Do you really think he knows how bad a position the state is in? Tell me what you think.
Like, on one level, he does, because you can't have this big... I don't even know how big our budget shortfall is this year, because there's so many numbers out there. But, I mean, let's just say $50 billion, just, you know, because I think that's a kind of middle-of-the-road number we could all... Like, a lot of people could agree on. I mean, and I actually thought about this as I was driving on one of our crowded freeways the other day. It was thinking, I wonder if he realizes that he's kind of like, things are still kind of okay in California in spite of him and not because of him, because we have so much here, like so many natural resources, so many human like resources of smart people and talented people. And that if he had just not done the crap he's done, we would be in a much better position. And we're still kind of in an okay position because of that, because of those resources, not because of him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I gotta say, I gotta ask for how long. Look, being an elected official, and we just went through a whole bunch of issues with our school, you know, our school board budget, which is over $300 million. Going through all of that, when you get hints from the state to say, "Hey, don't implement any new programs, don't hire any new teachers, don't do this, don't do that," and some of the numbers coming out, Jen, are up in the lower $80 billion mark. As it a deficit they're looking at because they're not getting the taxes.
Yeah, I heard $73 billion is another. Yeah, because that was the numbers that we were hearing in January were before they started looking at this calendar year and what they would and would not be receiving in taxes then. And, you know, quick on that prop, one thing we were talking about, I read somewhere today that like 100,000 Democrats did not vote on that Prop 1 question on their ballot. So they undervoted it. They voted on other races, but they just left that blank. So the fact that they wouldn't just like automatically vote yes on something that's saying it's going to help get rid of homelessness shows like that's a huge problem for Gavin. And the other thing is something you and I were talking about a little earlier today in prepping for the show is the income-based utility bills, which the Democrat legislature passed, like, you know, they passed it without any hesitation, over a year ago, and they have till July 1st of this year for the State Utilities Commission to talk about how they want to implement this. And already some of the Democrats, including my assemblywoman, Jackie Irwin, who should have a hard fight ahead of her this year, are going, wait a minute, maybe we need to walk this back because my constituents are paying way too much for electricity already. And then, especially in my area, which includes Calabasas, Malibu, some pretty high income areas, I'm sure she's hearing from her constituents like, you want me to pay even more to air condition my 10,000 square foot place with west facing windows? I don't think so, Jackie. Do something about this.
Oh, just simple stuff. You know, people don't realize that here in California, we've got a lot of those natural gas electric plants. And he's trying to do away with natural gas. I really am trying to figure out what the long-term plan here is if you shut the gas off. You know, we're going to be plunged into darkness. I just don't get it.
I mean, maybe if they just actually did the inspections at the natural gas places so we don't have blowouts like we did at Aliso Canyon, then we could keep safely using it.
Yep.
But, you know, nah.
No.
Just close it all down.
You know, it's funny you should say that because it seems to be a mode of operation for this state where even in our education system, the kids were having a hard time graduating. They were having a hard time passing tests. So instead of teaching them, not to the test, but teaching them more information or helping them understand more, what do? We lowered the test. We lowered the test. And at one point, we did away with the test. How does that help them? It doesn't help them at all. So
yeah, they never want to go to a root cause, you know. And that's why maybe that's why Kamala's had such a hard time trying to find the root causes for immigration because she's from California. We don't teach about root causes here.
That's true. No kidding. But you know, back to your, for instance, when you start thinking about things going on here in California, and people think about how wonderful it is, and I go, look, if you start really paying attention to the taxes you're paying, gas-wise, at the grocery store and other places, and you know, to this point here, now they're going to decide your electricity. Here's what I want to know: if they're going to charge me based on my income, right? What kind of breaks do I get? Because my power goes out here maybe once or twice a month. All right. I'm in California. Right. I'm not in northern Venezuela. I'm in California. You know, internet, it's pretty steady most of the time, but there's issues there too. You go to the grocery store, you and I have talked about this before, you know, the shelves aren't filled all the way to the back of the shelf. It's like three deep, right?
Right.
And you're going, what's going on here? Oh, you know, let's charge more. Let's just keep charging more.
I filled up my gas tank today. I was like, wow. And I was down to like 2 miles to empty when I did it. And I was like, wow, only $80 to fill up my gas tank this time. Wow, that's less. You know?
And when you're driving down the street, you went, did I just say wow to $80?
Right. I actually texted some friends and said, only $80 this time.
Wow. No kidding. The other thing is that California ranks dead last for job growth in the United States. And
I believe that.
Well, again, I go back to he's touting us as the utopia in the country. You know why, and I know why. But if people start looking at this, they're going to start seeing and realizing, wait a minute, my son's out of work. You know how it goes. I mean, a lot of moms want, parents want to see jobs for their sons. They ain't going to stand a chance here in California anymore.
Mm-mm. And he's been really quiet. Newsom hasn't tweeted since Thursday because, we were supposed to have the State of the State address today.
That's right.
And he canceled it because Prop 1 was so uncertain. And he was going to give it before the assembly. And as of Friday, Politico was saying, it's like he would have to change his speech because he was assuming Prop 1 was going to pass. And he has dyslexia, so he has to practice way a lot ahead of time. And 3 days isn't enough for him to practice all of his new things in front of the teleprompter. I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of water carrying. Like, are your shoulders feeling, all the burden of this, Politico, from carrying this dude's water? But as of today, they finally admitted, it's because he
wants them to find more votes.
He wanted a victory lap, and so he's been quiet on Twitter, which is really crazy, because with the whole bloodbath fake news thing that's been going on, that normally Gavin would be out there with all kinds of tweets.
Oh, yeah?
Think about that.
Yeah, no question. on the jobs front, too, when you look at this, they're losing jobs like crazy in the fast food world. $20, and when you're paying a hamburger flipper $20 an hour, no disrespect to them, they're working at least, but $20 an hour, I can't go there and have. I don't want to go there every day between a hamburger, fries, and a Coke, and spend $20 for a hamburger, fry, and a Coke. And it's not the greedy corporation; they have to make money. They have to make a profit for their shareholders.
Well, it's not just the $20 an hour. Then there's all the income based. Yeah. Are the wage-based fees that they have to pay the state. And all of the workers' comp, is based on the payroll.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
Yeah, makes everything go up.
And then you were not an advocate for, but fought against, what was it here, Prop 5 or whatever it was.
AB 5, yeah.
Right? And what are they talking about doing that now? They're talking about doing that countrywide. And I joked with somebody,
because
that's what you do.
Technically already... Yeah, it's technically in place already, and they're trying to get it where it can not be enforced until it can go before Congress, because it's really making a new law and bypassing Congress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, when we come back, I'm having a lot of fun here, by the way, because we're going to talk about the $33 billion bullet train that you might as well built in Boston, because we're up to $200 billion. That's how they do math over there, too. And that California's now paying over 140% more for electricity than any other state in the union. Thank you, Gavin. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe at, it's real simple. You don't even have to write it down. Joe at joemessina.com, joe at joemessina.com. Always enjoy being joined by Jennifer Van Laar, Deputy Managing Editor at redstate.com. And I guess it's Newsom night or something, California Newsom night, because I just can't get off the Newsom kick at this point.
Well, I think it's knowing how Joe Biden's going with his new shoes. There's a high probability that they're going to need to know a lot about Gavin Newsom.
Oh, did he buy a pair of Trump shoes? Did he?
Oh no! Yeah, they're orthopedic shoes. Yes. And I swear, have you ever watched what's it called, Best in Show? With Eugene Levy, it's about dog shows and stuff. Eugene Levy plays this guy that has two left feet. And, God. And with a picture of Joe Biden, I swear, it looks like his shoes have two left feet. But they're supposed to keep him from tripping with his diabetic, or not, with his, some kind of neuropathy. I can't remember if it's diabetic or not.
I'm sure it's something we can't even spell and too stupid to know about, I'm sure. All right, so let's have some fun with the California bullet train, because I've been following this for a long time. As you recall, it was a $33 billion gig that was supposed to put together private and public entities to make it easier. It was going to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco in a couple of hours for the price of a plane ticket, maybe less. And what are we up to now? We're up to about $200 billion. And I would love to know where Newsom is getting this money, because you and I were just talking about how bad the budget is here. And let's say, I'll even go with your number, say $50 or $60 billion in the hole. Now he wants to give all illegals medical care. I think I saw the number of being another $1.1 billion. Now he's talking about that he needs another $100 billion to complete the San Francisco to Los Angeles part of this. I mean, I can start going through these numbers that he's adding. How? Unless they totally have no gray matter between their ears, where are they getting the money for all this?
I don't know. It says that they have $28 billion on hand. I don't know how they have that on hand if the total cost was originally 33. I think we've just been throwing more money at it. And I think I remember Dianne Feinstein getting more money for it in one of the transportation bills when she was still alive. Or maybe that was, you know, her hologram that was getting that in. But yeah, pitched in 2008. I didn't even live back here in 2008. That's how long ago that was. I mean, really, seriously, now that Dianne Feinstein and her husband are both dead, and we know that a lot of this was going to like their companies,
Big money
can't we change
them.
How we're doing this and scrap something? I mean, nobody wants to go through the Central Valley anyway. can we not get it for like an LA to Vegas thing?
Listen, if you...
Can we not like... turn it, like turn whatever part that they have, that they're where they are, just start going east.
Yeah. Well, the LA to Vegas thing makes all the sense in the world. You know, that would make more sense to go there. Because look at, I can go from where I'm at. It takes me 30 minutes, 35 minutes to get to the Burbank Airport. I can hop on a plane every hour on the hour that goes to Sacramento and or San Francisco or wherever I need to go up north.
Yep.
Relatively cheap. And these, I think these tickets that we're talking about them being like $300 round trip. I could do it on a plane, and it takes me an hour.
Especially if you have 2 weeks, most of the time you're going to know 2 weeks ahead of time. You could get them for $49 each way on Southwest.
You're right. Yep.
So why in the world would you do that? Especially because you can walk right through. It's not like LAX. I mean, it might be getting my privilege out there, but we valet park when we go to Sacramento or to Burbank Airport. You pull up and you're at your gate in 10 minutes, literally.
So do you remember the early ads on this, which were, you know, they were just relax in the train. You can get your work done and, you know, look out the window at the beautiful water line and the mountain line and all this stuff. Going, first of all, you're going through the desert. You're not going along PCH or on the water line.
Right.
And the desert mountains are brown, the trees are brown, and the ground is brown. Hello, anybody home?
Right. Oh, I mean, even in the Central Valley, there's a good part of the year that it's not lush and green.
Yeah. No, I just...
And there's a lot of air pollution from the cows, so I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. Right. Now, we're supposed to go all electric. How are we supposed to go all electric? Recently, there's an article that shows that Californians are paying up to 140% more for electricity than other states. And I don't even know where to go with that.
So hard. I mean, even more than we were paying the year before. A lot of my power bill doubled last year using the same amount of electricity.
Yeah. Well, they have, I don't know if your bill has it. Our bill had some kind of natural gas. Got supplement of some kind on there. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you don't want us to use natural gas. You're charging us to deliver the electricity. You're charging us to deliver the electricity? I mean, seriously?
I just didn't even look. I just open up my wallet and say, just keep it, take it all.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
It is extremely scary. But you're right. I mean, according to this particular article, if you go back to 2018, California was paying 124% more than electricity than other states. In 2019, it grew to 139%. 2020 was 131. 2024 is starting off at 140. I wonder if part of this is that whole thing where PG&E kind of got a walk or got subsidized by the government for, I guess, setting the forest on fire because the eco freaks mm-hmm. wouldn't let them trim the trees.
And same with Edison. I mean, because some of our fires down here in the Southern California were from SoCal Edison equipment because the ground, the tree huggers wouldn't let them go in and clear around equipment or add in new equipment in areas because they might, you know, step on some lizard and cause some apocalypse among lizards.
Yeah, it is. Just love this. No, it's always right. It was the minnows up in Sacramento. I mean, truly,
right.
Honestly,
it's always
we
something.
Use those fish for bait back on the East Coast, but somehow you got to protect them here.
And then here, like, we see a mountain lion or something, and someone posted on Nextdoor.com, and, like, you know, basically watch out, and you'll have all these liberals answering, you know, we're just so bad because we made houses where their habitat is. We really shouldn't even be here. Like, look, we're just trying to get you to protect your cat, lady.
Then why did you buy a house here? Go ahead, anyway.
Right. Oh, I was here first.
Wow, it's just amazing. But again, it's how he, Mr. Schlick, goes out there. And he sells California to these other places. But when he's speaking, if you watch him, and he talks about, you know, we have the freest state in the union, you're going, oh, my God, he didn't even blink. Seriously. He really believes.
I want him to be the nominee, and I want him to debate Trump, because he will not be able to get away with that with Trump.
No, that would be
love or hate Trump, you have to admit that would be an amazing debate to watch.
I would switch to a Democrat just to vote for him to make him go up against Trump. That would be great, you know?
Right.
Oh, God.
I'm going to moderate that debate.
Right?
Oh. I don't know if I could keep a straight face, though.
No, you couldn't.
I don't have a poker face.
I think the problem you and I both have sitting there would be going, Gavin, really? Do you want to take that back? You want to try again? Because we all know you're lying.
I just want a BS button. I want a button where I, like, the easy button, but a BS button where every time Gavin says BS, I can just mash it.
Wow. I love it. All right. One last thing I'm going to throw at you. I love doing this kind of stuff, especially here. California State University System is reporting that they've seen I don't know why people are shocked by this, but an unprecedented decline in enrollment. Really? I can't imagine why. So, you know,
who wants to have been in class, like, online, and who wants to be told that they're terrible and America sucks every day at
keep
school?
Going.
Like, why would you do that? Why would you and then end up with a degree that you can't use because there's no jobs to get?
And you owe $80,000 for being told
right.
you're a piece
why
of white
would you
crap.
Do that? Right.
Right?
Plus, you can't get in. I have friends whose kids had over a 4.0, and most they could get in is Cal State Fullerton. So, yeah, I don't get it.
Well, I will tell you, it's really interesting watching people on different sides of the aisle speak. We just had a demographer do a report on my area, and we live in an area of a little over 300,000 people, and it's kind of self-contained where we're at, for those of you who don't know. And they came in. We've lost 1,800 kids in our district alone, over 400 families plus that have actually moved out of the area. Not that the kids are going to a private school or homeschooled. They've left the state. So you're seeing this happen more and more and more, and we used to be the pristine place for education. Now it's like, I don't know if I want to spend that kind of money to send you to that place. And
that was Simi Valley 25 years ago, and now you guys are seeing it. We have the same thing happen here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really something.
That's sad.
All right. How do people find your writings, sign up, and get to Red State? Not just go to redstate.com, but I know you have an area just for you, too.
Well, it's redstate.com/JenVanLaar, and you can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at JenVanLaar.
Cool. Jen, always a pleasure to have you on with me. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. I'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, maybe we'll talk about California issues a little bit more. You guys will need a kick on the East Coast. You'll just love it. Be right back.
Count it right now.